Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. Johnny's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 16 years. And he's the author of a number of books, including a new one that I'm still jealous about, Hunting in a Farmer's World, award-winning book, I might add. Hunting in a Farmer's World, Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur, and he is one of the top management brains that I know. He's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
It's good to have you back. Awakeat2o'clock.com is his blog. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. John, when I was growing up in the marketplace, we had sort of a Cold War kind of relationship with competitors. You know, we had...
Sure.
We went to battle, daggers drawn, and sometimes, not always, but sometimes we had a little bit of a side relationship with them, right? We knew them, we would talk and things, but it was always kind of a weird, freaky relationship with competitors back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's easy to think that they're evil, you know. I mean, every time they take a
We're not, but they are.
No, we're not. Of course not. But you call a customer up and you say, hey, I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. Do you need anything today? And he says, no, I started buying from such and such a company. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, those so-and-sos. How mm-hmm. can they do that to me? Don't they know my family depends on this? They're taking food out of my mouth. And so we drift into a belief that somehow it's personal. Somehow they're out to get us, you know. And of course, you're not out to get them. It's not personal. When you take a customer, you don't, you know, you high five each other in the office and you say, "Hey, good job." You know, they finally figured out that we have a superior product or a superior service. You know, and you don't say, "And his family won't eat tonight." I'm so happy. You know.
Well, there was one couple. It was one person I felt that way about, but okay.
Well, yeah.
But basically, you're right.
Yeah, we build up this wall, and you know the immortal words of Tessio in The Godfather. You know, huh? Hey, I always liked you, Mike. This is just business.
That's right. As he strangled him to death. So,
right.
So okay. So, what are you saying now, though? Are things different now?
Well, I don't think they're different. I think they're the same as they always were, but when you share a market, let's face it, small businesses who work locally don't have a whole lot of differentiation. We like to say we have better service or we mm-hmm. have better customer relationships, but the other guy's saying the exact same thing.
And they might have that. It may be true.
And they might. They think it. You know, I ask when I interview prospective clients, I say, well, you know, what's your differentiation? They say, well, we're good at what we do. We charge a fair price. We're not the highest, but we're not the lowest either. And if something goes wrong, we'll stand behind our work. I say, fine. If I look in the yellow pages, show me where that differentiates you, because
there's 16 pages of that in here.
Unless somebody's out there saying,
"Now you know you're dating yourself talking about yellow pages, right?"
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, on your website. But the other guy isn't saying we screw our customers and leave you high and dry and rip you off. That's not what he's advertising. He's advertising the same thing as you. So they're very similar companies, whether you're a plumbing service company, or a tree trimmer, or a delivery service, or an accounting firm. You're providing much the same services as the guy across the street from you. And you're trying to do it as well as you can, and he's trying to do it as well as he can. That doesn't mean you should be buddies.
Right. But what? How do I convert that into some kind of thoughts or actions, or what do I do with that all that information?
Call them up for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, there's stuff going on. An extra pair of eyes at the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you share a little bit of it. You don't want to share.
We started calling that about 20 years ago. We started calling that would lead up to something we called co-opetition.
Right. And obviously, it's against the law to price fix.
Right.
But
you can build strategic alliances.
Sure.
And I can be so busy that I can't do this, and I say, hey, you want to take that job? I can't work on it. Why don't you take it? I don't have the equipment for that. You do. You take that job.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story.
Hold on to that story. I'm gonna let you come. We come back. I'm gonna let you tell the story. Awake@2o'clock.com.
Yes,
is the blog
with the number 2.
And
awake
what is
2o'clock.com?
And where's the website quickly?
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
John F. Deeney.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blaxinger. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.